Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cattle Market Watcher Jim Robb helping us out with an outlook into the new year. Back with Jim in just a moment. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale set for Monday, October 7th, 11 a.m. start time at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 700 head will sell, including 275 Angus bulls, 38 Hereford bulls, and a whole host of springbred heifers and some fall calving cows. If you want details about the offering, call the ranch 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale at the ranch Monday, October 7th.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in Stockyard City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sale. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Senior economist for the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, joining us again today as we look into the new year and cattle price outlook with Jim to help understand where we're headed in 2020. We have to understand what we've experienced here price-wise in 2019.
As we look at 2019, our total commercial beef production is going to be up about 1.2% year over year. Now, the biggest increase was back in the third quarter, but 1.2% increase this year, and we're going to have fed cattle prices down about 2.2%. Now, we remember that the fourth quarter of this year is going to be the largest year over year decline due to the circumstances of the fire, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we look ahead to 2020, and we expect beef production in the U.S. to be up only, unchanged, up 1%. So that'll be the smallest increase since 2015. So we're looking at less than a 1% increase in beef output in 2020. And that gives us, in terms of fed cattle, actually a year-over-year increase in prices. So, you know, we've had a lot of struggles on the fed cattle side this year, especially late this year, but you know, this picture can change rather quickly as we look ahead. And then on the calf market, we see some similar developments whereby the fourth quarter of 2020, this calf market in the Southern Plains, we have it averaging in the upper 160s for a 500 to 600 pound steer into the lower 170s. Well, that's the strongest for the fourth quarter since the fourth quarter of 2015. Now, the fourth quarter of 2015 was one of the high water marks in the industry, and we had calf prices at over $2 a pound. We're not expecting those levels. But we think as we look further ahead, barring a U.S. economy that maybe even heads even a little weaker, this demand profile for beef domestically and internationally probably still stays relatively strong. So we're projecting total production in 2021 to be down 1-2% year over year. So the big show of this cyclical adjustment in terms of the breeding herd, et cetera, starts to show up more clearly in 2021. And we're looking at that year of a fed cattle market that's up 3-4% year over year. You know, that's a pretty strong year-to-year change. And a calf market that, again, adds some more depth. Again, not back to 2015 levels, but these calf prices, you know, barring a shortage on the corn crop in the U.S. and maybe some other things going right, we look ahead to 2021 as being, you know, much better for cow-calf operations. So these longer-term cyclical aspects will be dominant to the industry. The wild card is always on the demand side, both domestic and foreign. But kind of holding those constant, the supply side will start to give some noticeable help to cattle prices over the next 2 years.
And if you're a low-cost cattle producer, well, most certainly we're looking at better profitability prospects in 2020 and especially 2021. And if we can get some help on the trade front, perhaps we get a little bit of an opening into the Chinese beef market, so much the better.
The other kind of behind-the-scenes unknown is both the exports but the U.S. production of pork and chicken at the same time. We are forecasting continues to ramp up, especially the recent hogs and pigs report. The last two, especially the one this last Friday, is a surprise to the high side in terms of U.S. pork output. And it's driven by pigs per litter at record levels. So, you know, a little bit of the headwind for the beef industry is the total red meat and poultry supply. But we factored that in. Cyclically, we're a little bit optimistic that the next 2 years will be better than 2019 turned out to be rather significantly.
Senior economist for the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.